Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The movie opens with a frame. It is of a giant figure with his arms stretched out. As it pans back, you begin to notice that this figure is a statue attached by a rope to a helicopter flying low over an Italian countryside. People start looking at this huge statue coming overhead and run out. And they start saying, Jesus, Jesus. I'm going to tell you it's not good enough, so I won't try to do what they would have said in Italian. And people start pointing and looking up the sky. Slowly, you begin to see in the distance Rome as the statue begins to process towards Rome underneath the helicopter. Finally, as they get near the outskirts, they pass over a condominium house with a swimming pool and the girls in bikinis outside. And, of course, the guys in the helicopter go even lower as they come over. And they shout out, we're going to the Vatican and we'll be back in a few minutes. And then as the helicopter flies away, the camera zooms in to all you can see in the whole huge frame that is the movie theater is the face of Jesus in the statue. So opens the famous Italian movie La Dolce Vita, The Good Life. And while the film really doesn't have anything to do about religion, per se, that scene says to me a lot about what Christmas is really all about. And I may not have ever thought of it that way, but let me explain where I think that matters to us. It is somehow that in the midst of life, in the midst of the normal things of life, in this film, that the statue of Jesus appears. It appears in the midst of ordinary things. People weren't thinking religious thoughts. They weren't doing religious things, per se. But the statue causes them to pause. And if you've ever seen this film in the movie theater, the size of this huge statue as the camera comes in on Jesus' face leads always, I've seen it a couple times, always leads to silence. No one, you laugh at the other scenes. But for that scene, it seems like everyone is mesmerized, at least for a few seconds. And the humor of the film has gone away, and the seriousness of whatever's going on in life seems to melt away, and everything gets focused on that one face of Jesus. For you see, what Christmas is really all about, in part, is the fact that you and I are never the same again. If we have truly looked into the face of Jesus, into the life of Jesus, into the ministry of Jesus. Because it is all about God coming down to where we are in the midst of life. It's not about us somehow getting better and working our way up to heaven. That's a ridiculous concept that we all know we all fail at whenever we try it. But like the statue, God has chosen to come into life. And somehow, despite the incongruity and the humor of the scene, you can't help but take your eyes off of that face. There's something about the face in that statue that attracts us. I think part of it is because it's a reminder to us, Christmas is, of how much God loves us. That He chooses to come among us. That He chooses to make His home among people. That it's not about getting somewhere else or achieving something else. It's about recognizing that you and I and everyone we will encounter this night, all nights from now on, are special and precious because God has gone out of His way to show it. Therefore, if we really have tried to look into the face of Jesus, if we've really tried to hear this message, no matter whether we believe all of it or not, if we take any of it with a grain of salt, we can't be the same. We can't be the same because God has declared us to be more than we think we are. More important, more valuable, more interesting, that God will devote God's time and energy to us. And the same is true for people we will meet. They may look different. They may act different. They may vote different. They may have many things that we don't do. But they, like us, have been stamped with the approval and the value and the worth of God's time and attention. Amen. How can we, if we even just have a little bit of faith, if we even just have the curiosity to wonder if any of this is really true, ever be the same again? Religions always talk about God up there and us down here. Christmas shatters that myth. God's place is among mortals. And that's how the Bible ends, by the way. If you really get to the end of Revelation, get past all the other stuff that people get caught up in, it is that God pitches his tent, tabernacles, among his people. That is the promise of hope. You and I are valuable. The people we encounter, even if we don't like them all the time, are still valuable to God. We, from Christmas night on, are never going to be the same. But it's also true that God is not the same after Christmas night. At least not the way we think about it. Because think about how vulnerable God makes himself in this Christmas story. He chooses to be born to a poor family, away from home, no medical facilities, stuck out in a manger, probably a side barn kind of thing, off to the side. No room in the inn, no one to help him. And the God of the might of the universe cries and pees himself in the night. This is a God who has put aside all pretense, has put aside all things that would separate God from his people, and God has made himself vulnerable because his love and caring for us are that deep. So it does not matter what we encounter in our lives. The best, the worst, strange things that happen, this God has come and lived among us to share the ordinary and make it extraordinary. And so God is never the same again in Scripture. Never the same. I don't think it really God changed. Our understanding of God changed. But how can we ever think of God as someone way off up there and not see that face of the vulnerable, crying child in the dark? And how can we not look upon other children in the dark, crying and shivering and not have empathy? And how can we not look at ourselves and not see the worth of a God who would dare to set aside all power and might and honor and glory to be among us? It's the face. The face of the child at Christmas. It's the face of the child who grew up to be a man who preached and taught and lived among his people to share with them. It's the face of the man who died on the cross. It's the face of the one who will come back for us. Let's see that face one more time. Let's never be the same. And remember, God is not the same. Amen. Merry Christmas.